Tuesday, May 10th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the fact that Elon Musk had decided to purchase Twitter. That hasn't been consummated yet, but should be in the next several weeks. Interestingly, right after that happened, the Department of Homeland Security decided they were going to implement a disinformation governance board. Secretary Mayorkas went on a number of the Sunday morning talk shows, including Meet the Press, CNN State of the Union, and Fox News Sunday. On those programs, he defended this new governance board and made assurances that the new executive director, Nina Jankowicz, would not be a partisan director.
Tom, I think probably most of our listeners that are aware of this perhaps adopted the same posture I did when I heard that the executive branch of the United States government under President Biden had put into place a government disinformation agency. I dismissed it as a unreliable partisan speculation because I just couldn't believe it. I thought this has to be satire. Maybe this came from a Babylon Bee tweet. And then I find out, no, this is accurate. Well, then I immediately begin to think of a couple of books and my ninth grade civics class. There were two books I read back in the 80s. It was John Nesbitt's book, Megatrends, which is not out of date. You really ought to read it. He was unbelievably prescient of where technology and certain political and social movements were going to take us. And then secondly, the oft-referred to 1984 by George Orwell. If you read George Orwell, the coming totalitarian government would attack free speech, and the way that it attacked free speech is it would develop a government bureaucracy called the Department of Truth. Well, as we now find out from the round of programs where Mayorkas appeared this last Sunday, that it is called in this administration the Disinformation Governance Board. In other words, the government is now going to decide what is acceptable information and what is quote-unquote disinformation, which I'm really not sure what in the world that word actually means. There's truth and there's lies. And what in the world is disinformation? Well, to me, it's an attempt to make acceptable what ought to be absolutely unacceptable in a government of a free people. And that is the government deciding what information you can hear and what information you cannot hear, and does so by a euphemism of disinformation. The reality is, this is the Orwellian warning of the government control of communication, what is allowed to be said in the public square, what is not allowed to be said, which he called the Ministry of Truth, which Biden's administration calls the Disinformation Government Agency. The third thing that it reminded me of was my civics class, in which Dr. Woodburn, as he unfolded the Reformation influence perspective on government in the development of three foundational documents for us as a nation, and that was the Declaration of Independence, then the ordering of our liberty through the Constitution, liberty governed by law in covenant, affirmed by the people, therefore a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And then the third document, the protection of those liberties through the Bill of Rights. And then in that class, he told us why our founding fathers did this, because of the historically affirmed reality and biblical warnings that can be distilled into the statement that power corrupts and increasing power increasingly corrupts. When you have an institution that has authority, it has to have power. And the power has a tendency to corrupt us because of our fallen nature. And thus, they wanted to make sure that this government would be limited, and the limitation of this government was attempted to be secured by the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights did two things. Number one, it refused to define freedom as autonomy and therefore anarchy. And then it refused to define government with absolute authority and therefore limitations by law. and affirmations of our Bill of Rights. So here is another evidence of totalitarianism. And what do you do in totalitarianism? In our context, you attempt to deconstruct the Bill of Rights. You assault the Bill of Rights in general and the First Amendment in particular. And so now we continue to see the assault upon free speech and the free practice of religion and free assembly. You see that assault continuing from the government now that it has put together an agency funded by tax money that will determine what is information and what is disinformation. In other words, what you can say in the public square, what you cannot say in the public square. It is nothing short of an assault upon the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment in particular, and free speech in this case specifically.
Harry, you mentioned free speech, the right to assemble. The implication of the abandonment of religious freedom seems overwhelming.
Well, not just the abandonment, the assault upon it, the eradication of it. And Tom, let's put another one of the First Amendment affirmations, the free press. When you have an agency of disinformation, you're going to determine what the press can print, what they cannot print, or broadcast, or communicate. And this is not a sky is falling by Chicken Little warning. Here you have an agency that almost all of us, when we heard it, thought that had to be satire. Our government would never do something like that, given our history, given our Constitution, and given our Bill of Rights, but they have. And of course, like everything else, they are using to some degree real moments of crisis, all the way from the purported Capitol uprising at the election to the discussions over what can be taught in public schools. So all of these things are being stated, and here the government is here to save you. The government is not here to save us. The government is here to serve us. But now our government, instead of limited, is seeking total control or increasing control. And now the government will define the religions that are acceptable, the assemblies that are acceptable, what speech is acceptable, and what is truth and what is not truth. And that is an outright deconstruction of this American experiment. We decided we were going to be a free people with a limited government. Don't miss the fact that the head of this new agency, Jankiewicz, is a demonstrably far-left partisan and has so been revealed and has so functioned, and all of the going around to the news programs to try to clean this up was not successful, even though Mayorkas claims that Jankiewicz will be objective. Clearly, the choice of leadership reveals the agenda. So, Tom, once again, we see the First Amendment being deconstructed, being debilitated, being redefined. And as I look at something like this, I am reminded from a Christian World and Life view why this is so important, because governmental totalitarianism is a religious movement. It is based out of a belief system that there are problems in this world, but man is essentially good, and all that man needs is a government to deliver them and solve those problems. And all that humanity actually needs is a government that will be their savior. It is a messianic form of government. The government will be the Messiah. We've heard the famous statement, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help you." Actually, totalitarianism, whether it's fascist or communist, totalitarianism is always, "I'm from the government, and the government is here to save you. All you have to do is give up your freedom, because you're really not capable of solving your issues anyway, but we will do it for you," and the result is a subservient citizenry. This is very clearly a systematic disassembling of the First Amendment in its five affirmations, with initiative after initiative in the present platform being enacted and implemented by this present administration.
As we close out for today, let me remind you the best way to stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective is by downloading the Briarwood app. It's yours free of charge. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk with Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours free of charge. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview. to put the issues of today in perspective.